The next thing that God does through fasting, I've got to whiz through these, is that he, in Isaiah verse 58, verse 6, is that he unties the cords of the yoke, meaning that he will undo the heavy burdens. He will solve problems when you're challenged. The Ezra fast is a great example of this. In Ezra chapter 8, they were fasting. This was the second group to go back to Jerusalem, and the Jews who did not want to go live in primitive conditions and rebuild Jerusalem were required to send things along for the journey and to help rebuild the temple and rebuild the city. Plus, they had articles for the temple, sacred articles that were of great value. And they had all this way to go, and there were bandits and thieves along the way. So there was great risk. Ezra had great problems to be solved. They had 25 tons of silver, 100 silver articles weighing 150 pounds, 7,500 pounds of gold, 25 tons of silver. And it was like our Wild West when settlers used to have to have the cavalry to go with him and accompany them. Ezra had a problem, and he had just told the king, our God will take care of those who put their trust in him. So he was too ashamed to go ask the king to send the guard along, the horsemen and the guard. He had opened his mouth and said, our God's a big God. So he had to go to God. He goes to the edge of the Ahava Canal and proclaims a fast for 3 days to seek a right way for us and our little ones and all of our possessions. And God answered, and later in Ezra you can read that later in Ezra chapter 8, verse 21, the hand of our God was on us, and he protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. He protected them, but he gave Ezra specific instruction to help him solve his problem. He told him they divided the treasure up among the priests. And there was a wealth of wisdom in that for a host of reasons. But the Ezra fast, and all of this is on the blog. If you want to go find the Ezra fast on the blog, it's in there in detail. If this applies to your situation and you've got some problems to be solved as a result of your fast, go read. There's a lot of scriptural application and direction in that fast, in that blog, sorry. I was speaking of problems to be solved. I have a book over here the Lord led me to the other day. I think it will encourage you. This is a book I printed off of online. It's Elmer Towns has written the Fasting for a Spiritual Breakthrough. And I was on his website looking and found this. It's a book called Fasting Can Change Your Life, and it's nothing but stories of what God's done as people have fasted. And I just printed this and read half of it yesterday morning. It's like 126 pages. Jack Hayford, Bill Bright, Jerry Falwell, Ronnie Floyd, all kinds of people, men and women. And it just, what God did. One of the stories was that Jerry Falwell, after the fall of Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart, their funding for the university, for Liberty University, fell by $25 million a year. After a few years, they were $110 million in debt and having problems. And he shut down Moral Majority, set up an office at the university there for the first time and started fasting. He said, like never before in his life, he began fasting. He fasted from 1991 to 1996 regularly, and the debt was reduced by $70 million. However, their accreditation was still at risk because of the debt. If an institution is financially unstable, you know, they can't really afford to keep giving them accreditation. So he knew then it was time to do the unthinkable and go on a 40-day fast. He fasted 40 days, and he said the Lord never wanted to talk about money, only about himself and what needed to be worked on inside him. He fasted for those 40 days, came off of it. 25 days later, the Lord called him. He said, I felt like the Lord was ready to talk now about my problems, how to solve it. So he fasted for another 40 days. Out of 105 days, he fasted 80 days. And when he fasts, he said non-nutrient liquids. I mean, that was some serious fasting going on. God provided a cash gift that paid off their long-term debt, provided a president who was chief financial officer at Georgia State University who turned around their financial status and helped them bring in income. From the time he started those two fasts, one person gave $50 million. God solves problems when we fast.